From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Hundreds of people are dead in the city of Andijan, Uzbekistan, following Friday's bloody suppression of protests. The government has denied killing civilians. But Galima Buarbayeva, a trainer with the Institute for War and Peace Reporting, has a different view. She was in the square in Andijan when the violence began. Buarbayeva says she believes dissatisfaction over poor economic conditions had drawn thousands of people to protest. Then she says government tanks came in and without warning started shooting into the crowd.
I was just running and you hear this sound like doof, 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 doof. And you just can feel that these bullets, they're just around you. And the time I saw that a few people, they fell down. And I found one, like a hole, and jumped there and lied on the ground. And I was just lying and screaming because the shooting was continuing and you don't know when this bullet will, reach you. I lost my sister. She was also a journalist and my friend. And I found my friend and still couldn't find my sister. When this second shooting started, I saw around me there were five dead bodies already. And I found that one bullet, it went through my rucksack, which was on my back, and my notebook, and also my press card, it was with a big hole. So I was very lucky that I was not killed at that moment.
So the backpack that you were carrying,
yeah,
carried your notebook and your press card, and all three of those things were punctured by a bullet.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Galima, there is quite a bit of disparity in terms of the numbers of those killed, but most of those killed were shot. And President Islam Karimov has denied that troops opened fire on the crowd. In fact, he said that his troops do not shoot at women and children. You were there from your vantage point. Who was doing the shooting?
I was really surprised and really shocked when I heard this lie from President. And I can say that it is absolutely true, and all Andijan cities, they can be witnesses of this bloody event, that they opened the fire, and that was no warning. They could come to the square and said, listen to us, in 10 minutes we'll open fire, now leave the square. At that moment, at least children and women and just people who were there just occasionally, they could leave the square, but they didn't warn people and started to shoot.
But it was clear to you that government troops fired those shots.
Of course, it is absolutely clear.
Uzbekistan's top prosecutor said today that some 169 people were killed in the violence in the past weekend. And of that number, at least 32 of those victims were government troops. Do those numbers ring true to you?
According to our sources, at least I think that people up to 1,000 or 1,500 people were killed. And I believe when you shoot like this, hundreds of people and thousands even people can be killed. And we know, for instance, one of my sources, a doctor, pathologist in Andijan, she counted herself 500 bodies, just only men. And the government people, as Karimov said, we do not shoot women and children. And they hide bodies of women and children. Many witnesses were saying that at the first time they died children because they couldn't run. And how is it possible to say we do not kill children or women? Do you choose people when you're just shooting everybody from tanks? One bullet was almost in my rucksack, almost close to me, but a woman. You were shooting two women, for instance, at me.
Did you find your sister? You were separated from her in the crowd.
Yeah, we separated, and just late in the evening, I found out that she's okay. She was also under fire, and she was very lucky that one very nice Andijan guy, he started to protect her. He said, I couldn't take weapon, I couldn't take Kalashnikov, and I decided for myself that I will save the life of one journalist and after she will write the truth about what happened in Andijan. It was really amazing.
Well, Galima, thank you so much. Please stay
safe.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Galima Buarbayeva is a trainer with the Institute for War and Peace Reporting in Uzbekistan. She joined us from Baku, Azerbaijan.